The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Nicola Tallant is no stranger to uncovering the darker sides of Irish society, from gripping stories of crime to in-depth investigations into addiction. Her work has consistently shone a light on the complexity of human behaviour and the consequences of our choices. She's also made waves with her exclusive high-profile interview with Jerry the Monk Hutch, exploring his political ambitions, his past, and the violent attempts on his life. Now, today also marks the launch of her latest podcast, The Gambler, which delves into the life of Pat Sheedy, a Limerick fraudster whose spiralling gambling addiction led to a life of manipulation, crime, and ultimately redemption. And Nicola's with me now. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about your encounter with the monk, Jerry Hutch. How did that come about? Did you chase him for it, or did he woo you?
That makes it sound sinister. Look, he chose me. There's no question about it. The monk was only going to do what he wanted to do. I'm sure anybody would have had him on. I'm sure many places would have liked to have an interview with him. I think he cleverly chose, in a way, the place to talk, and the nature maybe of podcasting. That is Jerry Hutch a guy for a quick radio interview where he's to answer questions without any of the background coming out?
But also with the, we'd have to have the lawyers on standby for a live interview. You know, it couldn't happen, actually.
Exactly. It couldn't. So, yeah. So the podcast arena was what he chose. And I went out
now,
to
you'd
the
reported
airport.
On him loads of times.
Oh, forever.
But had you actually had dealings with him face to face before?
Well, I've had dealings with him in the past, and he's always fair enough, to be honest with you. I mean, I actually spoke to him the day he got off the murder charge, down in the Regency. And like, he came out of that courtroom and sort of was down in the round room there of the courts, and it was all very surreal. And he was standing there and everybody seemed to be almost afraid to approach him. I just went over and said hello to him. I've always found him very approachable. He's not scary, like, he's not threatening. He's quite, you could stop him on the street and have a chat with him. And many people do. That's his nature. Now, there's not very many people who would be sort of talked about in the same way as Hutch is and the circles he is, that you could have that kind of a thing.
How would you describe him? I mean, he had a conviction way back and he faced very serious charge in the Regency case. Perhaps the wrong charges.
And many people
would comment that the charges were quite limited and there might have been a conviction had there been different charges. So the whole business of giving him a profile.
And indeed, the judgment pretty much said that, actually, that, you know, there was just no evidence of for the murder charge. His convictions back in the 80s and 90s, he obviously is suspected of a lot of criminal activity. In the meantime, giving him a profile, sitting down to talk to him, I sort of weighed it up. Is there a point in me just trying to treat it like it's a Garda interview? I'm not a Garda. I don't have any intel on his activities. I don't have this smoking gun that I can ask him a particular question and all of a sudden in they come with the handcuffs, nor is that my job.
Yeah.
You know?
Now we're going to play this clip. This is where he describes the attempted hit on his life. And now, you know, if he's not a bad guy, why are they trying to hit him is the fundamental question in all of this. But it actually, as we hear it now, it's like a scene from a movie.
We went into a new bar anyway, and I've changed my top on me, and we've got dressed up for the New Year's party with the stuff you put on your head and the whistle you blow. And I'm watching Doha, and I see these two gunmen coming in. It's been reported I left out the back door. No back door in this pub. I stayed in the pub. I hid in the pub, and they went into the toilet and back out. One of them was blind as a bat. He wears heavy glasses, and he couldn't see with the glasses off. He took his glasses off as a disguise.
And Jerry, when you say you hid in the pub,
the pub was shutter blocked.
Yeah. Mm. So what did you do?
I just hid behind a pillar.
Right. And you watched them?
Yeah.
Coming in.
Passed by the pillar.
Looking for you?
Yeah. And they went into the toilet and then they came back out. I was afraid there was someone standing outside as well, so I didn't want to walk out.
Mm.
In case they had a gunman outside. So I let them walk past. I took a chance. You know?
And you don't think they were spotting for you? You think they had guns with them? They were ready to kill you?
They had masks up the head and baseball caps on them. They had two guns.
I'm going to take it you went home after that.
No, I stayed in the pub. Right. My wife said, get out of here. I said, it's the safest pub in Lanzarote. They're after being here. And He stayed and had a few more beers and went home.
So that's a cool character, by all accounts, in those situations. There's another clip where he describes his role as mediating and advising other gangs.
A boxer got shot. Moore.
Jamie Moore, yeah.
Moore, the boxer. He got shot. And in the heat of the hunt, Gary got the blame for it. Or Gary's brother, one or the other, they got the blame for it. And so it was a dangerous situation, you know. Obviously, they wanted to retaliate and whatever. And so Daniel got in contact with me. I think Gary was gone. Gary got offside or whatever. And so Daniel got in touch with me. He wanted to organise a meet. And I told him, no interest, not involved with you or your gang or any use. Don't want to know. And he pleaded with me to get involved on. So I did. I got in touch with Gary and I got him back to Daniel and I organised a meet for both of them. And they had a meet and they came to some arrangement. People talk about his father was involved, this was involved. There was no one involved. There was Daniel and he had one or two friends with him and there was Gary and I think he probably had someone with him. And they sit down and they sorted it out. To the fine detail of it, I don't know, but they gave each other the word. They came out and they were talking to me then. They said, we're at the coming to a conclusion, shook hands, and we're moving forward. We're going our own way.
Mm.
And then Gary gets killed then a couple of months later.
So the mediation, not successful. Gary Hutch ends up dead, and the Daniel in question was Daniel Kinahan.
Mm-hmm.
No visible means of support. I mean, how does he claim to be living in the leafy suburbs of Clontarf without a job?
Property. Like, he did make a lot of property investments. He'd spoken about that.
With what?
Well, you see, you know, he initially, I think way back, said it was compensation claims. He settled with the Criminal Assets Bureau in a tax case, actually not a proceeds of crime case. The Criminal Assets Bureau can go free in two different ways. So he settled with them and sort of settled his tax affairs as such, but was left with, he told me, I asked him had he a few bob left after that and he said quite a few. So he went forward from that point with Cab in whatever that was, 2004-ish. And, you know, he's made investments. He has properties in Spain. And
why did he want to run for election, do you think?
Well, he says he's the people's choice and he's asked a lot. He's definitely very connected and definitely there's no doubt in my mind he's very genuine about his love for the North Inner City and his connection to it. You know, he says he was asked to do it by the people. I personally think it's something about taking back his city. You know, I have asked him a little bit about that and he hasn't kind of
but
gone there.
Is it not maybe more to do with you can't, it would be difficult to extradite a sitting politician if he got elected to Spain?
I don't think it's that.
You don't think
no,
it's that?
No, I don't. I think it's more, you know, it's just more about, it was always his city and in a way when the Kinahan-Hutch feud kicked off, the Kinahans tried to take that from him and I think He's back to take it back.
And he actually likes to see himself as the unofficial politician anyway.
Well, I've always had a bit of politician in me there, you know, over the years, meeting the eating and with people, helping people and doing stuff like that. Being a politician the last 40 years, really, you know.
In that community?
Yeah, in the community. Yeah, not unofficial.
Yeah.
Unofficial politician.
And why do you think people need that unofficial politician, like, if you know what I mean, in that community? Like,
well, I mean, in that community today, in the last few years, we have four politicians, but we've no representatives. They're politicians, but they're doing shag all.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd look at it, you know, and that's the way the people there look at it as well.
And well, the people vying with Jerry the Monk Hutch for that seat include Janice Boylan of Sinn Féin, Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael, Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats, Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin, Marie Sherlock of the Labour Party, Malachy Steenson, Independent, Claire Daly, Independence for Change, Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil, Nasa Hurricane of the Green Party, Andrew Kelly of Centre Party of Ireland, Ono Canavoine, People Before Profit Solidarity, and Enthus. Ian Noel Smith. Anyway, it's caused a bit of a stir, your podcast, Nicola.
It has. I mean, it's just gone mega. the figures are just enormous. I mean, the interest is there. Look, that's the way it is. And there's thousands of comments, most of them quite positive, I have to say. If you did a straw poll from those who are listening to it, he looks like he's got good innings for that seat.
Well, now, the in showbiz, it's Folly That. It's, the second album. So what have you come up with to follow the Jerry Hutch podcast?
No, it's always the way. Everything for me always seems to land at the same time, doesn't it? So we've just this week launched here in this stable on Go Loud Network, launched a podcast called The Gambler, which has been produced over a long period of time by myself and Ian Mullaney, who we worked together on The Witness. I mean, you spoke to our Joey O'Callaghan at the time. The Witness was huge, that podcast. So this is The Gambler, and it's sort of our follow-up. It's a deep dive into the life of a guy who had a gambling addiction, which basically landed him in prison.
Yeah. His
name is Pat Sheedy. He's from Limerick, and it sounded like a very simple job to work on when we started. Mm.
Well, Pat Sheedy now, you can hear him describing the beginning of his relationship with gambling.
The gambling came into it when I was about 15. I had a few bob in my pocket one day, I remember, and I walked to town. I'm not quite sure what drew me in there. I'd been thinking about it, I suppose, subconsciously for a while or whatever. There was something about the betting office when I went in there that I liked, because no one judged me straight away. And I remember going in there and I felt safe in there, I suppose. I kind of felt, this isn't too bad. And then the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life happened to me. I did a bet and the bet won.
And the extraordinary story of Pat Sheedy told in that new podcast series on Go Loud, which is called The Gambler. And Crime World will continue, I presume.
Yeah, Crime World is like the day job now for me. I mean, I'm just, I find it harder to find time to write. But since I discovered audio, which is, I'm late maybe to the table, I just love it as a medium. I just think it's fabulous. You can bring across so much of a person, can't you, in that medium as opposed to writing.
To writing, indeed. I'm sure people hearing the voice of Jerry Hutch for the first time were surprised. They probably didn't know what to expect, but now they know what he sounds like.
Exactly.
Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.